Hello, friends. And talking of friends, today I have a lovely little chat with a good friend, former colleague, and all-round top bloke, Luke Chaplin. And it's relatively wholesome stuff, to be honest, as we don't get too deep, but do chat things like overthinking, regret, and generally being pretty grumpy. We get into running. Luke is a very good runner. Chaps Goes Running is his running specific Instagram handle, so go check that out. But of course, as we all know, Insta doesn't always tell the full story, so we chat some of the difficulties, setbacks, and general grind that comes with running consistently. And then we go into some of the wider highs and lows of life, with a specific shout out to Glastonbury 2022. Glasto! Enjoy.
Lukey boy.
Yeah, boy.
Hello, sir.
You all right?
How are you?
Very well, indeed.
What a lovely little morning we've had.
Very, very lovely. Yeah?
Very wholesome.
Bit too wholesome for
a bit too wholesome. Yeah. So the last one of these that I recorded was about 4-5 bottles of wine down. This is after a 10K run.
And a flat white.
And oat latte for me.
Yeah? What's the oat about? Is it just, it's not like milk out of an udder?
It's a good question. I
just prefer the taste.
Taste.
Yeah, nice.
Taste.
Yeah.
Nice little route down the Thames as well.
It's very, it's Battersea Park is definitely one of my favourite places to run, 100%.
What's your top three parks in London?
Battersea, in what we measuring?
How much you like
talent?
Whatever metric you want to optimize towards.
No, I'm joking. I mean, I think Battersea is one of the most scenic.
Yeah,
good. It's fully flat as well, which is great, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
Hampstead's obviously beautiful, isn't it?
Bit hilly.
Quite hilly.
Bit punchy.
And then Victoria Park's quite beautiful actually as well.
Good for gigs.
Good for a little swim if you want to go for a little swim, a little jaunt around there. They're probably my top three, yeah. Tooting's alright for convenience as well, but yeah, it's not got much to it. Just, do you know what I mean? It's just a bit of grass really.
Yeah. So that's kind of all the park is, I mean, it's just a bit of grass.
It is really, but at least Battersea has some water.
That is true.
You know? And a few little ducks, a few swans, all that sort of thing. Sport.
Before we bore everyone too much,
yeah,
about our park chat, what is your name?
Yeah.
Where'd you come from?
And where did you go?
That is exactly what my last guest, Callum Wilson, said.
Yeah.
And who is your favourite musical artist?
So my name's Luke. I come from California, Fax Vegas.
Nice.
Also known as Halifax.
Yeah.
Used that joke too much, probably now.
No, it's fine.
But, and favourite artists, probably impossible to answer that question because it varies. It really varies. But, how about we go off my most listened to, which...
What was your Spotify Wrapped looking like?
Oh, it was pretty strong. 38,000 minutes. I was classed as an adventurer.
Oh.
Don't know what that's supposed to mean. 2,800 and something or other different artists, which I think is pretty strong.
Very strong.
But then I did listen to Drake by far and wide the most.
Is he the one?
I think he is. He's definitely up there. Yeah, which is. Sometimes I'm slightly embarrassed to say that because he's a bit of a dick.
Is but he? Big tunes,
bangers, left, right, centre for you lots know, of different moods.
You know who was fifth on my top artist last year?
JLS.
Well, not far off. Similar sort of era.
Yeah.
Busted.
Who? Busted.
Busted.
Yeah.
Like throwback.
Yeah. I mean,
big tunes.
Huge tunes. Yeah.
Air Hostess. Crash the Wedding.
Yeah.
These
nice.
Are all big tunes.
Is that like, was that fifth on the list then?
Literally fifth. I'm not quite sure how.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Love that.
Should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
So, Pod is kind of mental health focused. Let's not even warm up. Let's go straight in. What sort of things give you kind of ag from a mental health point of view, day to day or wider, whatever it might be?
Day to day. I mean, if you don't sleep right, that is a big thing, because that just, I'm just grumpy. And I hate being grumpy, because then I feel like I'm being a bit of a twat. Mm-hmm. And I do think that a lot of that is not...
You didn't get much sleep last night then.
It just doesn't set you up right, because you touch your things are much harder to deal with, even the small things. You don't eat as well. And so then that is like... And if that happens consistently throughout a week, then it can definitely mean you've either... It definitely means you've either had a good or a bad week, and it can be a big factor in deciding that. So, you know, if I've had a poor night's sleep, then that will just generally make me aggier. So, yeah, last night, for example.
Yeah.
that is a big thing. And I think that then that just... starts...
Spirals.
Influencing how you behave around people. And then from that, you know, if you feel like you've been a bit of a twat all day, even if you haven't, that's going to start, you know, that sort of swirling around in your head. And I mean, I think about loads of different stuff all the time. My brain's pretty...
Are you an overthinker?
Yeah. I mean, it's just pretty active all the time, which is quite annoying sometimes, because small things that you don't need to think about, whether that's like, I don't know, interactions with people or something at work, a meeting or whatever it is, it can be literally anything. I'll just think about it a lot, and from lots of different angles, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, I just need to just nip that in the bud now. And then I've had enough with thinking about that. I'm actually bored of myself. And then you're like, you kind of get around it. But that's something that causes the annoyance and is irritating for me, because a lot of the things that I'm overthinking are obviously just not problems. And you only really figure out they're not problems until something's happened. And then you've actually wasted quite a lot of time thinking about it when you didn't really need to, which is just annoying, isn't it?
It's funny because you don't come across as someone who is an overthinker. You're very...
loud, as you
very,
said earlier.
Very loud. Yeah. Very fucking loud and annoying. Really?
And I'm quite obnoxious, probably, yeah.
But you are a very externally facing, happy-go-lucky kind of guy, yeah. Quite loud. You come across quite spontaneous. You just kind of do things and don't necessarily seem to think, like, you internalise them, and you just kind of, as I say, a happy-go-lucky
guy. That is really interesting. I think sometimes I definitely do that as well, which is probably why I do a lot of the overthinking after it's happened as well. Like, if I've gone into a room and said something or made a joke or whatever, and then, you know, I've not really probably thought about it. I've just thought, oh, I'm going to make this joke and try and make people laugh. And then after, you're kind of like,
Oh, tumbleweed.
Yeah. Which is 90% of the time. Yeah. But then you're kind of like, oh, probably shouldn't have made that joke or whatever. But that is interesting, because I think there's definitely some things that I will plan meticulously, or, you know, think about how I'm going to act. But it's interesting that it comes across as
in what
and
way?
I also wouldn't say I'm very happy-go-lucky. Like, I'm quite risk averse.
Interesting.
I would say that's, I've been quite risk averse. I like to be in control of things. Do you know what I mean? Which is interesting, but I do appreciate that also. As part of my personality, probably comes across as quite, you know, probably confident, you know, spontaneous, but. Yeah, when it comes to the day-to-day and also big things, I would say I'm quite risk-averse, yeah.
What sort of things do you meticulously plan?
Well, just, I like to know exactly what my day is going to look like. And if it sways off that, then I'm a bit like, whoa, hang on a minute. And I've actually let a lot of that go, because I think a part of it was, I don't know, just probably, it got to a point where I would like, it would mean I wasn't enjoying things as much, because it would, if something was took me off track and I was, it wasn't exactly how I was going to plan. I'd be like, well, that's annoying. But in reality, like, I mean, nothing's really in your control, is it?
That's it.
Well, very little, very few things are. So you kind of, if you're going to actually enjoy life and enjoy things, then you kind of got to let things happen and then deal with it as it goes. Do you know what I mean?
I think you need a structure, because without a structure, your day can easily just, the hours just kind of
100%.
Fade away. But you kind of need flexibility within that
structure. Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm the same as you. I almost overplan my day.
Yeah.
And it makes you so rigid that if anything happens that's out with that plan, you kind of have a bit of a, not a mental breakdown, but you get like unnecessarily aggy.
Yeah, and it throws you off a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think you have to have flexibility in that. And to be fair, in the past year, I've probably said yes to a lot more stuff than I ever have done. Partly because I'm in a position now where I'm able to mentally, I'm just enjoying things more, probably. And as a result of that, I feel like I probably can be a bit more spontaneous with things, flexible. And even though I've got a structure in the day and a plan in the day, if something throws it off or, someone says, do you want to go and do this? I'll probably be more likely to say yes at this minute, moment in time, or at least recently, because I do feel a little bit more stable and confident in most areas of the things that are going on. Do you know what I mean?
I do. And do you see saying yes to more things as a positive thing?
I think if you're saying yes for the right reasons, like, you actually want to go out and do something. And to be honest, sometimes even if, you're saying yes with a bit of hesitancy, like you don't actually know if you're going to genuinely enjoy doing it.
You saying yes to this podcast.
I was literally just thinking that. Exactly that, yeah. Because there's other, I still think my mindset at the minute is you can probably still take some level of learning or experience from doing it, even if you don't necessarily, I've loved it or enjoyed it loads. So I think that even though that's obviously quite a wanky thing to say, like, you can look at everything through a positive light. Some things you're going to do, you say yes to, they're going to be shit and you're not going to do it again. But then at least you've learned that you're not going to do it again, and you take that from it. So it's kind of like, well, you can look at things like that, and most things probably you're going to get something out of, even if it was not that enjoyable. So yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah, it's interesting because
my answers to these questions are also seriously long-winded and probably not very clear and succinct, which is something that I probably need to work on.
But interestingly,
shout out to H-Line manager.
Yeah, but interestingly, I think a lot of people have the opposite issue, is that they say yes to too much stuff at the detriment to their own happiness because they want to please other people. And then you end up committing so much of your life to things that you're not particularly enthused about, but you fucking do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then you look back at your week and you're like, Christ, what the hell have I done?
What was I even doing? I mean, to be honest, that was like at the back end of last year where, going up to Christmas, it's a busy time anyway, and that tends to mean lots of boozing. And
talking of boozing, I'm going to interrupt you there.
Yeah.
I see you looking at these Coronas that are next to us.
Yeah.
Should we fucking get them cracked open? Yeah.
Stop fannying around.
Yeah.
You know.
Here we go.
At the back end of last year, which was a lot of boozing, but saying yes to a lot of things because I was like, and another part of it is like, you're 26, like, I ain't got a girlfriend, I ain't got a missus. Cheers.
Not surprised.
Don't really have any other responsibilities other than to be try and be a half decent bloke or whatever, and obviously work and
try
other things.
Is the key.
Try, yeah. Don't really know where we're at with that one, but anyway, and so you kind of just like, well, I've got no one to sort of answer to, so I may as well just go out and do it. And then that was happening way too regularly to the point where, well, obviously you're spending tons of money, you're waking up pretty rough consistently throughout the week, starts affecting you. I think it probably starts to affect my performance with my job, and then also just makes you grumpier and touchier because you're out all the time, you're not sleeping right, you're boozing, blah blah blah. And although a lot of that was like obviously fucking fun, you kind of get to Sunday and you're like you said, what have I actually done or achieved this week? Do you know what I mean? Other than have a really good time, which obviously you need to do. So there is obviously a balance to be found with that and saying yes to stuff. obviously the issue, not the issue, but one of the things that we have in the culture in this country, and especially, you know, around my mates, which I'm not having a go at all because I'm part of...
Are you calling them out?
Every single one of you little bastards. No. Is that, you know, is a lot of the things that we do socially is around drinking, which is fine because I also absolutely love a drink. But yeah. Then it's like, you kind of get to a point where, do I actually enjoy things without drinking? So you have to have a bit of a reset, which was that classic New Year, new me, wanky whole situation. But it does allow you, it is an opportunity to do that, innit?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which...
I actually can't remember the question.
That's probably a shy question.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, I delivered a shit answer, yeah, so yeah. Let's keep going with that.
So, what's... One of the... benefits, actually, I think, of lockdown.
What if you need a piss halfway through this thing, by the way?
Oh, you should get one and then you should edit out.
Yeah, that's perfect, fine. Yeah.
One of the benefits from lockdown, actually, is the fact that the only thing you could have done is essentially walk or go for a run.
Yeah, it's honking,
but it's actually given, and speaking for myself, and ironically, we went on a run this morning, but that's quite a nice way to meet and catch up.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even though for you today, you were panting more, to, you know, struggling to keep up with my pace.
Yeah.
all the other way around.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. Yeah. Yeah. It's because it's, first of all, you're doing something good for yourself in your body, aren't you? And what else you can do a run with someone else other than chat and probably chat some shit, but it's a nice way to settle into something because you've got a purpose to what you're doing and you're also, you know, catching up, and it's an easy thing to catch up on whilst obviously panting to near death.
Yeah.
Like a dog.
Like, just on the running point.
Oh yeah.
Chaps goes running.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I mean, to be fair, you know, the whole Instagram page thing.
Set the scene. So you...
I'm at home at Christmas. I'm at home at Christmas.
You're a very good runner.
I'm all right. Definitely all right.
Better than your average runner. So, you know, what? 5K, what are you saying?
Well, I mean, PB, 18 minutes, 30.
Strong.
And then...
10K?
10K, I think 41. And then half marathon, 135. I'm saying these things like I don't know them absolutely off by heart.
Reading them off.
Yeah. But
so good.
So yeah, not bad. I mean, it's all relative, isn't it? Like, of course, it's all relative to how much effort and time you put into it. I think I honestly believe that most people could be good runners, or at least above what is now what is average, because a lot of what it requires is just discipline and consistency. Going out and doing it when you don't really want to do it, and then obviously there's a lot of science behind it which you can learn. I truthfully have very little idea about, and I'm always
I thought you were setting it up to drop some scientific facts in here.
No, I mean,
there's obviously a lot of science behind it, but I'll leave that for someone else.
I think there is obviously tons of it, so if you know, there's loads of ways you can get better at it. I would say that the main way you get better at it is just by doing it. I know that sounds obvious, but
that's like anything, though.
That is like 95% of it. And then I think all the other like little added bits, like your trainers, you know, the types of runs that you go on, and the technicalities of it, start making a difference when you're getting a lot more serious about it. But for the average runner, if you do a few runs a week consistently, I would say that most people could be good runners. And just people just don't fucking like running as well, because it hurts.
Hard.
And it's hard, yeah. Sometimes it is. I actually have got to a point where I actually quite enjoy doing it now. I know that sounds silly, but...
The first 4, 5, 6, 7 that you go on are brutal. More so for your ego than anything, because you can't go anywhere 100%. Particularly fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I liken it weirdly, strange comparison, but to Nando's. So I think your first 4 or 5 Nando's, you're like, what the fuck's this all about?
Yeah.
But then you get it. Then you get your order. Yeah. And then you're like,
you're in.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
Half chicken, peri-peri chips, half chicken, garlic bread.
Half chicken now chips. Now we go. Yeah, banging.
So chaps go running. Yeah. Link it in the show notes. You'll get about one extra follower.
Hopefully.
After this.
I've got 83 followers now. 95% of my mates, 5% are bots.
Love it.
I'm taking all the bots. So give me the bots.
You've set it up. What was the thinking behind it? And what are you looking
to get out
to achieve from it? Is it to keep yourself accountable? Is it just a fun thing to do? Is it what are you saying?
It's interesting, actually. To be honest, I was at home at Christmas when I set it up, and it was in that classic in between period between, you know, 26th and New Year's Eve, where you're literally sat home scratching your nuts and you don't really know what to do or to think.
Drink,
yeah. Yeah, and you just drink it. But anyway, I was pretty bored.
Set up an Instagram page.
Yeah, so I just thought, do you know what? I was starting to think about setting some intentions for the year. I actually get a bit more serious about the running. I really enjoy it. So I thought, and equally, I love music. And I thought, combine the two, maybe there's something slightly interesting for people out there. Yep. And that's someone who's a fairly sort of normal run-of-the-mill bloke. To talk about what he enjoys about running, and equally the music thing with that, because truthfully I don't love running with other people.
And today
was case in point. Today every second, it was horrible.
It was just flat white at the end as well.
That was all I came for. Yeah, and a couple of beers. But anyway, no, and that's partly because I just absolutely love listening to music whilst I'm doing it, and it is your own time. I love that part of it. So then also I thought, like, there's a bit of a, I'm going to do a marathon this year, or maybe.
Have you signed up to one?
No, so this is what I was going to ask you about this, actually. So I'm thinking about.
Is that because I'm experienced?
Yeah.
Marathon runner. I can get the
medal.
Should we just pause it there and I'll go get my medal?
Yeah, do you want to shove it in my face anymore? Or, I haven't done a marathon and I've set an Instagram page up.
To do it.
Kill me now.
What are you saying then? When are you
going to do it? Well, someone told me about Amsterdam. One of my mates told me about Amsterdam in October, which could be quite... I mean, London's like out of the question, obviously, because the ballot. Yeah, but Amsterdam... I mean, any of the... Paris would have been ideal in April, because, like, Paris is obviously beautiful. I've never
Magnifique.
I mean, there you go.
That's fine.
I probably wouldn't speak when I'm there. And Paris would have been banging, but start of April, have I got enough time? I did have enough time when I started thinking about it, but then I fannied around, which is another thing that I need to get better at. I do fanny around a lot. But anyway, but I think any of the European ones, Lisbon in October sounds unreal,
sick,
but then also
warm
and quite, well, not quite, very, very hilly.
Not a good combo.
But then beautiful. I've never been to Amsterdam, so that's why I was thinking Amsterdam could be quite good in October. So it's a bit later on in the year.
You strike me as someone who would like Amsterdam. Just knowing a little bit about your lifestyle and interests.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. What are they then?
You know, bikes and culture.
Yeah.
And
nice,
flowers.
Nice coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee, yeah.
Lovely water features, canals, things like that. Yeah.
And a load of drugs.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe Dam.
Do it.
But we'll see. I need to bite the bullet and just sign up to it and just stop fanning around.
Would you have a time in mind?
To do it in?
Yeah.
I'd actually say I would aim for under 3:30.
Nice. Quick.
Which is like...
Very quick.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I'd have to see. I can do a half in an hour and a half. Well, 1:35.
I was going to say, you said 1:35.
Yeah, 1:35.
Do a half in, you know, 1:10.
Let's add another 10 minutes onto that. That's 1:45. That's 3 hours. Let's just add another. Like, I can kind of work it.
Yeah.
Over the time, I could probably try. I would aim for that. So, yeah, that would be my aim.
I love the fact that you've set that up. Because I can... Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm just... I don't know. But when you make something public that's not your own page, but it's a hobby.
Yeah.
There's a natural anxiety that comes with making your work, inverted commas, public.
Yeah.
But it's a really, really good site. And I genuinely recommend anyone listening, to the two of you listening.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, to go and check it out.
Because I wanted to get to...
Triple figures.
To 100 followers by 2027.
Yeah.
You know, that's my...
Not including the bots.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's it's very you. It's, I think a lot of people set up Instagram pages and almost try and play the Instagram game with the captions and the hashtags and all that shit. But you can tell it's you and it's entertaining. And as you say, it's a good mixture between the running and the music. So yeah, mate, love it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I think that's the thing is that when you set those things up, I mean, I was always like quite judgmental like everyone is about a lot of these Instagram pages, and it's like, well, there's millions of them out there.
Yeah, cool.
And it's like, but then...
But it doesn't matter.
It
doesn't
really make a difference. It's like, if you want to do it, then...
If you enjoy doing it, then who fucking cares?
Yeah, who gives a shite? So hopefully people find it even if it's just remotely interesting. And if they don't, then don't follow it.
Yeah.
You know? So simple as that, really, isn't it? But, yeah, it's good.
How has running benefited your... mental health?
I mean, the main,
because it's
that
hard.
is the main but that is hard, but I do enjoy it, and I think I used to actually not really enjoy it, and the only reason I would go out and run was because it is just it is like medicine. It is like an antidote to your day or whatever, and almost actually a necessity. Not specifically running, but that was definitely the main one, but just doing some sort of movement or exercise, running being the most time efficient thing, and also something that I've done for quite a while. But it is, because before you go, and then especially in the morning, in a week, like we were saying earlier, and it's dark, it's fucking cold, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, it's grim, your eyes are only, like my eyes are stuck together. Like, literally, not even from conjunctivitis, because I'm just fucking... I can't... Yeah, they're just... You know, you're absolutely knackered. You're grumpy.
Yeah. But it's then, an interesting point the thing you make.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people only see the output, i.e. the Strava upload, the Insta upload. So they're like, how the fuck's this guy so motivated to get up at 6 a.m. to go for a run? Well, you're not.
Well, no, you're not.
It's not
motivation. It's definitely not motivation. It's actually, the only thing is just,
discipline.
You know for a fact, it's discipline, but it's also, you know for...
Chuck
your
little discipline quote in.
Yeah, no.
Go on. I can see you want to.
I'm not getting that in there. I'm not debasing myself like that. No, I think it is, it's an absolute guarantee that you're gonna feel better after.
100%.
Mentally, physically, you're gonna feel better, which... then it becomes a no-brainer to do it.
Yeah.
The pain of getting up out of bed. The hardest thing you're going to do is take your covers off, right?
Yeah.
Because the heat... Because I still haven't worked out in our house how to switch the fucking heating on from a timer perspective.
Right.
So it's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's absolutely Baltic. And you take the cover off and it's grim, innit? It's pretty grim.
Horrific.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not grim, but, you know...
Obviously, yes.
there's lots of worse things in life, but, you know, it's fairly grim in the moment, innit? And then it's like, well, but once you get your kit on, like you were saying earlier, you actually stand up straight, you do like, a bit of stretching, whatever, and then you're out, aren't you? And, and then once you're out. Like, you're done. You're basically done, because you've just got to go
through the hardest run.
Yeah.
Getting out of bed.
You get back, and... like, you can guarantee every single time you'll feel better. So why not do that?
And not just there and then, but for the rest of the day, you feel like... you almost feel quite virtuous by the fact that you've got out of bed and gone for a ride.
Yeah, you've already achieved something. I actually think most of the time, you've probably done one of the harder things that you're going to do in the day, already boxed off and ticked off.
You're like
this evening, one. You've got the evening for free. Yeah, go on.
Choose the pain of discipline.
Yeah.
Or choose the pain of regret.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Care to comment?
Going on a night...
that. Good
yeah,
wisdom.
Going on a night...
Stolen, not mine.
Often going on a night out, I choose the pain of regret.
Well, that's it.
I mean, more often than not, but yeah, it's exactly that. It's just like, well, why would you not go out and do that? And then, obviously, what becomes harder is if you've had a big one the night before, that then makes that getting up... not impossible, but far harder. So there's obviously, like, I was going back to that thing that we said earlier about things throwing you off and whatever. Mm. That can obviously throw you off. But if you set the intention from the night before, like we were saying, like even just getting your shoes out, your running shoes, your socks, your shorts, whatever, your outfit for the run, out literally at the bottom of your bed, you look at it and you think, I'm going to feel like a cunt if I don't go now, because that's going to be there and I'm going to like regret that for the day.
Mate, I've been there where my alarm goes off at 6 a.m, whatever it is, to get up and do, you know, run or jiu-jitsu, whatever it is. And I don't just snooze it. I switch the fucker off.
Oh, massively.
And then for the rest of the day, I can't get rid of that thought of,
it's honking,
you
then.
Lazy bastard.
Yeah, it's honking. Yeah. It's honking. And to be fair, you know, it's all there's all levels to this stuff. Like, some people, like, you hear, like, you know, your Goggins of the world. You know, who's a beast. He's like an absolute, like, he's just something else. And, like, you know, you start comparing yourself to them and you think, oh, I'm actually not, I'm not really doing anything here. But that's silly then to compare yourself.
Yeah. And it's not aspiring to be like that.
No,
but
it's
is trying to take
maybe just taking 0.01%
from that to be like, maybe I can get out of bed at 6 a.m.
But
I think the important point to make is that regardless of what it seems on Strava and Instagram and the PBs that you mentioned earlier, it's not done with a consistent smile on your face,
no
motivation. Yeah. More often than not, you feel good after, but actually getting it done is pretty grim.
It's pretty grim, yeah, definitely. Especially when it's in the morning, you haven't eaten as well.
Yeah.
You're fucking starving. I'm grumpy when I'm hungry. You know, all that sort of thing. Don't say the Snickers thing.
I was just about to. Classic advertising.
Shite.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, innit? And like, that's the other thing with obviously Strava and social media and stuff. Mm. You're posting it all, and that's the half of it. And do you know what? And I'm going to be totally frank and honest in this as well.
Yeah.
I don't post every run. You know? No, I don't.
Do you not?
To be fair, I don't. And that's not because, like...
I do. I need all the external reinforcement that I can get.
Yeah, no. But that's because that's probably another... And that is, maybe I should actually do that now, but it is, like, one of those things, probably. It's a self-conscious thing of, like, you know, you want people to think you're fucking all right at it, don't you? But, I mean, that's
what,
silly.
It's an interesting point. So, do you not post every run because, A, you want to just run for yourself as opposed to the external
sometimes
credit? Do you not post it because you're like, fuck, that's a bit of a shit run? Or why don't you post every run?
More often than not, it's the second, it's the latter.
Is it? Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
But I would say that has actually become far less. I do that far less now because most of the runs that I go on are all
wow. Yeah.
But no, as in, like, that's something I probably used to do more often than not. And that's probably also because, you know, like, you look at it and you're like, that's slow. Even though it's not.
Yeah,
it's not,
you know, I know.
And that's silly because that's like...
It is silly.
But then, to be honest, that's like Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to post, like... And this is again, just silly, but it is just true. If you don't look good in a photo, you're probably not going to post it, are you? Mm. Like, let's be honest. Are you? Would you do that? Would you post something on Instagram that you don't think you look all right in? Mm. Maybe I'm being really vain here. Mm. I don't know.
I was going to say, you've not posted anything for a while.
But that's the whole thing.
No, of course.
People have said
this
so many times, so I'm not saying anything new, but the Instagram and social, your social feeds and whatever.
But it's an important reminder.
It's a curation of someone's brilliant life.
But funnily enough, and actually going back to the Strava point on not posting your runs, that even, you see it, people do this, even if they post their shitter runs, it's always caveated in the comments, being like,
exactly.
Whatever it is, like, didn't feel good. But it's like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It actually doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all, does it? And that is just a self, it's like a self-perception thing, isn't it?
You've always got to be.
Yeah, but that's the thing with social, that is the thing with social media, isn't it? And it's a natural human behaviour to want to make a good impression, like, consistently all the time. And that's why.
Something I struggle with.
Yeah. That's why I think, like, the people that, like, see through that, and obviously we'll always probably just, like, you know, back you, is obviously people that you work with. I keep burping, I apologise.
I'm so good.
The people that you work with, because they see you every day, most of the day, probably see you in good, bad, and your best moments and some of your worst, obviously your family, and then your mates. And realistically, unless you're an influencer, they're the only people that you actually have on Instagram, isn't it? So it's like, why would you actually own...
Actually, I'm an influencer.
Blogs, yeah. Blogs and dogs, give it a follow.
So are you. Chaps goes running. You're an influencer in the bot world.
Yeah, in the bot world, yeah. I love it. Yeah, them bots, though. They are quality to get them followers up.
Them bots ain't loyal.
Yeah.
One other thing. This is no subtle or smooth segue, but one thing that I wanted to chat to you quickly about was Glastonbury 2022. You came back and you'd almost had an epiphany about life.
Yeah, that was probably the drugs.
But you came back and you...
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, you come
you
back...
You were missing it so much. You had just the most amazing time.
Yeah.
And you came back and you almost had... What was interesting is you'd almost lost this, like, sense of purpose. Not to get too deep, but you almost felt like... It almost felt that you were like, fuck, that is literally the peak of my life.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
What now? What's... Maybe not what's the point of it all. Yeah. But it was a little bit... like that.
Well, it's like we were chatting about earlier, isn't it, where like those things are obviously like seriously elevated moments in your life in terms of they are some of the best times you're gonna have.
Yeah,
the everyday of life,
of our sad little existence.
Of our sad little lives. No, but the everyday of our lives is like, you know, you can take enjoyment from most days. There'll be something that you take, but like they're pretty... And this is a good thing, they're pretty, like, consistent or should be quite moderate in terms of your ups and your downs. That is, I think, actually a good way to operate because you've got too many of them big ups and you've got too many downs, which are sometimes way out of your control, by the way, because that's just life, isn't it, obviously. Mm. Then that can just throw you off mentally and just in general. And Glasgow and other things like that, or it doesn't even need to be Glasgow, but, like, it's just a fucking good holiday.
Mm.
Is a serious, serious high. Like, you are there for 5 days, right, with little signal. So, like, the outside world and the reality of that. So, that's the news.
Mm.
That's what's going on at home. That's work. Is all switched off. So, potentially, all the negative elements of someone's life for 5 days is, like, switched off. It's, like, almost a toggle that you've just gone because you enter this like, playground of...
Disneyland.
Like, adult playground of just fun. And then you are surrounded by your favourite people, your mates, and then you're seeing some of, like, if you're into music, you're seeing some of your favourite artists with your mates, fuelled by booze, et al, and other things, whatever. And, like, that... concoction of things is obviously going to mean a fucking good time, probably.
Mm. Mm.
But the caveat is, that's going to come to an end. And I'm terrible at that, like, this is going to be over. So you come away from those things, the stark, you've literally gone to this thing, and then you get home, and the reality of where you've just been, even though the reality of your everyday is actually really good in comparison to like,
99.9%
of people is shit because it's not that what you've just been from, so it can throw you off, which is probably why when I came back from that, the perception, well, it was like, yeah, what now? It's like, well, I've just had that, like, unbelievable experience, and that throws you off, to be honest. Yeah. And that's why, you know, I will always still do those things, but maybe not to the extreme of, like, you know, well, going into it, of the mindset. I went into that of the mindset of, like, not even thinking what the other side was going to be like. You just kind of, that was almost like, almost end game in terms of, because you don't think about work after because you don't really want to. Mm. But instead, go into it with a new mindset of, like, well, this is going to be an amazing experience. Not getting too, you know, bastardized, basically, whilst you're there, but still enjoying it for what it is. And obviously, you're still going to be feeling that, you know, that drop off in like the high because you've not with your mates, you're not listening to some of the best things in the world, blah blah blah, but like appreciating that was a really good time, but my everyday in life is actually also really good. And a lot of that is also caused by booze, isn't it? Like booze is a stimulant, depressant, whatever it is, but it's messing with your consciousness and your like your chemical balance, so you come out of that and it's like, well, if you take it a little bit more steady, Yeah. You can probably enjoy it more. You certainly remember it more. And then you come out of it and you're not feeling as shit and you can just crack on.
The relative drop to your baseline level of happiness, let's say, isn't as severe.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't feel as... It's a weird, like...
But it is a weird...
Paradox almost that is the case with any holiday. You obviously want it to be as good as possible. Mm. But the better it is, it makes the return back to normality worse.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. It's a strange thing.
It is a strange thing. But then I think that's why, you know, like, I don't know, I get fixated on the good time. Like, I'm a fun seeker, ultimately. Mm. Like, that is my bread and butter. But, you know, as you go on and, like, you learn more about, as I don't know, well, life, I suppose, and then just trying to find some sort of level of stability, you realise that, obviously, that is unsustainable to be constantly searching for that and looking for that good time, because that's obviously not permanent. You're not going to be able to reach those highs, and you shouldn't do it either, because that will just throw you off massively. Like, you know, you've got to be able to be, you know, I'd say relatively happy, which is a broad term for most of the time, if you're going to, like, try to, you know, what you want to achieve things and get on with something that you care about, you believe in, or whatever. You can't be at those highs, because you'll drop off a cliff and then you're at rock bottom, aren't you?
Mm.
For at least a bit, anyway.
It's funny, because I think it's a similar principle as well when you're aiming towards a specific goal. So if you have, let's go back to running.
Yeah. Though
probably everyone's fucking bored of listening to it.
Because it is boring.
It's boring. But if you've got a specific running goal to run a marathon, or, you know, wider life, get a promotion, or start a business, or whatever on earth it is, you get there, you achieve it, spike of happiness that lasts for a day or two, or however long it is, and then you go back to that kind of baseline level of happiness, and comparatively it's a massive drop, and you can almost feel, maybe not lost, maybe that's a bit of an extreme thing, but you almost, having these goals to work
for... You are at a bit of a loss.
Yes, because they give you a sense of direction, a sense of meaning, and then without it, you're like, well, what?
Well, that's why you've got to enjoy. You've actually got to just enjoy getting to it.
Enjoy the journey.
Yeah, enjoy the fucking process
and all that.
But no, that is...
And it is cliche. It's trite.
It is trite. Yeah.
But there is a degree.
Good word.
Yeah. There's a degree of truth behind it.
No, 100%. Because you have to. I mean, that's another thing that I mean, going back to the very start of this conversation, which was what are the
talking of enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
Enjoying the journey of these post-run beers.
Yeah, they're all right, aren't they?
I'm going to try and subtly open another one. So, yeah, sorry to interrupt.
And going back to that thing about what are the general things that give you ag, I mean, this is going to sound obviously just massively standard. And also privileged in a way, because if this is one of the only things that I've got to worry about, touch wood, then I'm doing all right. But the passage of time.
Oh!
Do you know what I mean? It's just...
That's big. You know, what do you mean by that?
Well, there's loads of factors to it. It's like your close family. Well, you get to a realisation, obviously, and this is just so obvious and standard. So people will probably listen to this and think, well, obviously, but they're not going to be around forever. But the actual realisation of that, when you do realise that, obviously, that's just the most scary thing in the world, isn't it? Like, I think the fear of that sends me into a serious spiral. It's not a spiral in a way of, like, oh, negative behaviours as such, but just the most honking feeling mentally of those people that you obviously care about so much not being around forever. So that's one element of it. The other element of it is obviously just getting older and the realisation that you're not going to be here forever, which is, at the age that I'm at, is a pretty ridiculous and irrational thought. But it's something that obviously is just something that occupies a small, very small percentage of my brain.
Mm.
So those two things are part of it. And then it's also that thing of, like, you know, the age that I'm at now, you know, like, again, I'm not going to be at it forever. And it's that feeling of, oh my God, I need to enjoy every absolute single moment of this.
Mm.
And then you're sort of overthinking enjoying everything.
Yeah.
And then you're like, so it's like almost trying to, and that's what I was saying earlier about the overthinking thing, just allow it to just try and enjoy the moment of it a little bit. And obviously, you're never going to not, like, if it's in your nature to overthink things, you're never going to probably completely conquer that.
Yeah.
But you can try and enjoy things a little bit more.
Without putting too much pressure
on stuff. Yeah.
On the fact that you need to join it. Because
you've got in your head that, like, that thing about the fact that that nothing's going to be permanent. Like, these things are going to go. So, whilst it's here, let's try and enjoy it. And that's as much as you can really do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what was the actual original question? I can't remember.
What's your name and where are you from?
Oh. Yeah.
Talking of things not being permanent.
Mm.
This podcast's not going to be permanent.
What, as in you're going to delete it straight away?
Straight away. Yeah. Should we look to bring it to a close?
To wrap it up, yeah.
Any closing remarks?
Yeah, I've had a good day, to be fair. It's been fun, hasn't it? Like, we had a nice run. We've chatted some shit and...
lots.
And, yeah, I'd just say it's been good fun.
It's been good fun. Upwards and onwards.
Pleasure.
Lukey boy.
Never a chore.
Put it there, boy.
Cheers, fella.
Catch you next time. Cheers, guys.